to call adhan or to give adhan at the grave after bury the deceased Muslim. To give adhan at the qabr is jaiz, is allowed, it is permissible according to Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And there are many dalail, proofs for that. But there are some people who somehow believe that it is innovation, it is haram, it is shirk, and I don't know what else. Therefore, we will divide this discussion into two chapters. First, we would try to give the proofs of calling adhan at the qabr, and secondly, we will deal with the misconceptions and objections. It is proven from ahadith and many quotes of books of Islamic jurisprudence that calling adhan at the qabr is allowed, it is jais. In Mishkat Sharif, Kitabul Janais, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Laqinu mautakum la ilaha illallah." Teach your deceased Muslims la ilaha illallah. The worldly life is coming to an end, and there are two difficult stages. One is the stage which is known as time of naza. The time of naza is when the ruh is in the process of being taken out from the body. And the condition of the person is unknown to those who are around him, who are with him. So that's a very difficult and testing time. And at that time, shaitan tries to destroy the iman, as we will discuss further in our subject matter. And the second time is when you bury the person in the grave, and Nakiran, two angels, they come in the grave and the questioning starts. And that is the time when they are all alone and they need our help. So therefore, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us to help our deceased Muslims. Laqinu mautakum la ilaha illallah. Now, there are two meanings of this hadith mubarakah. One meaning is that you make talqeen or you teach the person in the state of naza, when soul is still in the body, just in the process of being snatched away. So now if you take that condition, then this would be metaphorical meaning of Hadith Mubarakah. This would be majaz meaning of Hadith Mubarakah. And if you take the meaning of Hadith Mubarakah to make talqeen, or to advise the deceased Muslims to recite Kalima Tayyiba after he is being buried in the qabr, that would be the real meaning. Because the word in the hadith suggests that لَقِّنُوا مَوْتَاكُمْ, you should make talqeen to your deceased ones. And deceased person is that whose body does not have ruh anymore. The ruh has been snatched away completely. Ya fulan ibn fulanin, uzkur deenaka alladhi kunta alayha. It means that, Allama Shami says, that according to Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the hadith, laqqinu mautakum, is on its original and real meaning. And it is reported from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, O Muslims, you should make talqeen mean, remind your deceased Muslims at their graves, to say, oh, so and so and son of so and so, remember that deen upon which you were in the dunya. Remember that religion upon which you were in the world. And in Fatawa Shami, at the same place, there's further discussion which Allama Shami has presented. وَإِنَّمَا لَا يَنْهَا عَنِ التَّلْقِينِ بَعْدَ الدَّفْنِ لِأَنَّهُ لَا ضَرَرَ فِيهِ بَلْ فِيهِ نَفْعٌ فَإِنَّ الْمَيِّتَ يَسْتَانِسُ بِالذِّكْرِ عَلَى مَا وَرَدَ فِي الْآثَارِ. That after burying the Muslim, one should not prohibit talqeen, that is, the reminder of faith. Because there is no loss in it, there is only benefit in it. Because a person, when he hears the dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, his loneliness is gone away from him, as it is mentioned in the ahadith. So this is the translation of the quotation of Allama Shami in Fatawa Shami. So with this hadith mubarakah and with these quotes of books of fiqh, Islamic jurisprudence, we understand, and it has been proven, that it is recommended, it is mustahab to give talqeen or to remind kalma tayyiba to the deceased Muslims, so they can be successful in that test in the grave when the Nakirain come and they start questioning. Now keep in mind, what are the questions of Nakirain in the grave? There are three questions. Number one, Mar Rabbuka, who's your Lord? Number two, Ma Deenuka, what is your religion? And number three, Ma Kunta Taqulu Fi Haqqi Hadha Rajul, what you used to say about this personality. Now in Azan, all those answers are there. The answer of Mar Rabbuka is Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And the answer to Madinoka, what is your religion, is Hayya ala salah, come to salat. The five times daily salah is only in the religion of Islam. So by saying Hayya ala salah, it's a declaration that I belong to Deen of Islam, I belong to religion which is called and known as Islam. And the answer to the third question is Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. When person sees the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he bears evidence and he says that he is my Rasul, he is my Nabi, he is my beloved. So therefore, Azan is a very good and very beautiful talqeen which one can give to the deceased person when you bury him in the grave.